Hey, welcome to the Morning Mix podcast. This morning, we celebrated the Chicago Public Schools Spelling Bee winner and found out that our own Whip actually went pretty deep in a spelling bee.
Yes, and then we had Molly who won and then pushed the person who lost. Poor Randy.
Apologies to Randy. Also, we found out what bands are playing at Lollapalooza and which bands are total fakes. Can you spot the fake?
Post-sex nachos, real or fake?
Delicious and real. All right, that and much more right now on the Morning Mix podcast.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
I'm Bradley Trainer,
and I'm Don McClain. We have a podcast called Blinded by the Item.
A blind item is gossip about a celebrity with their name left out. It's a guessing game, and you can play along. The item might be like, this A-list star carries a Birkin bag worth more than the average person's house to the gym to work out.
Pretty sure that's J-Lo.
And P.S. the person behind all of this is Kris Jenner,
LLC. We drop a new episode every weekday so the fun never ends.
Blinded by the Item. Listen wherever you get podcasts and watch us on the Blinded by the Item YouTube channel.
What would your dream date be? Money is no object. You can go anywhere you want, do whatever you want. What would the dream date be? Here's what I love about these dream dates right now. We're all over the road. Because some people just want it simple. Or, 312, take me to every Disney park around the world. So that's one trip.
Yeah.
Private jet, that would be so cool. Go to Paris, go to Japan, go to Orlando.
And then you can afford those people who take you to the front of the line and take you behind the scenes.
Yes, the private tour guide or whatever that is. 773, I just want to go to a Nickelback concert. Because is it too much to ask? Drive-in movie night, 773, that's nice. 209, my dream date would be Jack from Titanic painting me like one of his French girls.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
I like
it
that.
It doesn't end well.
219, I don't know. I get a sinking feeling thinking about that date. 219, I just want dinner at Texas Roadhouse and a couple of delicious Bush lattes.
Hey, there you go. That's all you need. Nice. Simple things. Why not?
847, bowling, pizza, and beer. Yeah. You don't need much. Or 630, I want to go cooking with Selena Gomez.
She's got that show, right?
Where she cooks.
Yeah, and they're friends.
Yeah, but be careful with her because she'll only murder you in the building. Thank you.
Don't keep her around the knives.
I want to keep it really simple, 217. Just a week-long trip to Japan with all expenses paid.
That's it?
That's all. That's very simple.
Okay,
right?
Right.
Helicopters in Hawaii, 219. Mm-hmm. I want to fly to Italy on a private jet and then do a pasta and wine tour.
Yes. Wow.
That would be amazing.
Yeah. Bring it.
Ugh. I'm upset that that's a good one. I don't want to do it. Go to Hawaii. I want to stay at the Disney Alani Resort and Spa, and then I want to have a private helicopter tour. You know, I think that on the free Mix app, from time to time, we send you to that resort, so keep your eye out for
it. Yeah, we make people's dreams come
true.
Yeah, only half of that.
Half of that. There's
the
no private jet.
Carl's working on that.
Yeah, no, you're on Spirit, but it's nice. It's nice when you're there. 630, I want to sleep in an igloo under the Northern Lights.
That
would be pretty cool.
Right? Well, and that's clutch because they're not always out. So, that would be part of the dream. Like, they would actually be active that night.
Right. Dream date number one. I want to take a date to the Epcot Food and Wine Festival for a day with no restrictions of cost, food, or drink. Or I want to take my wife and kids to the Blue Man Group. Can you guys help me out?
That's a really...
847. Very
that
smart.
That is a suave text right there.
Yeah, watch out.
Slick. That's what I'm trying to say. Slick.
Yeah.
I saw the Broadway previews for the show The Notebook here in Chicago. You know who did the music for The Notebook? Ingrid Michaelson.
Oh, right.
Highly recommend. Yeah. And so I want to take a trip to New York City for a long weekend. I want to stay in a beautiful hotel with a view. I want a delicious menu served to me whenever I need it. And I want to see a Broadway show every night. Oh. Yeah, that's a great trip. And finally, 847. I want sunset at the beach paired with a simple taco dinner.
Oh.
That's something to talk about.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
Pets cause a lot of damage. In a new survey, it was revealed 50% of pet owners have dealt with soiled carpets. From the pet, by the way, not from... Just to clarify.
Oh, Okay, mm-hmm. Just as long as you're sure.
That's what they're saying.
Well, the shaggy rugs are tough because they think it's grass.
That's what they think, right? Your kids think that, too. It's like, guys, get off the... Ugh. 32% of pet owners have faced chewed up furniture. 23% of pet owners have had to repair ripped up furniture. And 10% have dealt with electrical damage. But all in, 85% of people have dealt with pet-related damage in their home. So what's your damage? Let's find out. What's your damage, Heather? Good morning, Barbara. How are you today?
Hi.
Barbara, what did the pet damage? What kind of pet are we talking about?
She is a mixed dog, Great Pyrenees Husky and Australian Shepherd.
Oh, a beautiful creature. Now, what did your dog damage?
She goes for our Love Shack couch.
Okay, wow. I've seen these things online. It's like it's a pricey, nice couch. And what does she do to the couch?
So she chews the corners. One day my children were watching TV in the living room. I ran to the store, and she was eating the corner right in front of the kids.
Yeah, but when they're watching that TV, Barbara, you and I both know.
Zoned out.
Yeah, the house could be burning down around them.
Right. I have run out of ways to rearrange the couch so that you can't see the chew mark. But I refuse to replace the pieces until I know she's not going to chew it anymore.
Right. Yeah. Well, how old, what's her name, this Love Sack chewer?
Poppy.
Poppy. Okay. And is she a puppy still or no?
She's almost two.
Oh, yeah.
Okay, so Poppy to Puppy Love Sack Chewer.
Yeah, you got about another year of that, probably.
She's got to stop nibbling on the sack. That's what we keep telling her. Mm-hmm. Stop nibbling. Okay, so we've got Poppy the Puppy nibbling on the sack, the Love Sack couch. Problematic.
Yeah.
Good morning, Anon. How are you?
Good.
What happened? Now, are we talking about a cat or a dog here?
We're talking about a dog.
Okay, and what's the dog's name?
Fuzz Coco.
Coco. Oh, so cute. And what did Coco get up to?
Yeah, he's 6 inches tall and 5 inches wide. And we were ready to go on a trip to India, and this guy ate both my wife and my passport. Almost half chewed them, half digested them. And then
oh my gosh.
We pushed our trip out for 2 weeks.
So I just want to confirm, you guys are sure Coco is a dog and not a rat, right? At that size? I just want to make sure. Where you describe the size of a city rat.
He is a dog.
Okay, good, good, good.
Oh,
now,
wow.
He ate both passports, so then did you guys have to go to one of those same-day passport places and pay a whole bunch of money to get them reprinted?
Well, no. I'm a Canadian who lives in the U.S., so I had to send a request online by mail. It took us 2 weeks to get a new passport.
Oh. Yeah, the old dog ate my passport situation again.
You know that old story.
And Canada was like, sorry, you're going to have to postpone your trip.
Yes.
It was pretty stressful, eh?
Yes. Oh, yeah. We lock our passports away.
That's crazy. Okay, so there you go. The dog ate the passports. The rat dog ate the passports. Sorry. Sorry, Coco. Is anyone else imagining a 6-foot-tall thing that's only 5? I'm like... What did he just describe? Can we even air that? I don't even
six
know.
6-inch tall.
Yeah, 6 right? inch tall.
Yeah.
5-inch wide.
That's craziness.
It's a girthy rat.
Yeah.
Hi, Aaron. Good morning.
Hi.
Are we talking about a cat or a dog here?
A dog.
Okay. And what did your dog do, Aaron?
My dog ate through a whole drawer the crotches of my underwear as well as the armpits of my shirt.
Well, those are all the best parts, so that makes a lot of sense. Now, were these edible undergarments to begin with?
No.
Okay, good. Just making sure.
We're shocked that they weren't.
Now, when you say all the crotches of my underwear, when you say that, how many pairs are we really talking about?
A whole drawer.
So they were clean.
What's in a drawer? Like 10, 20, 30?
I don't know. I did not count. I threw them out and scolded her.
Now, what kind of underwear are we talking about? What are we wearing? No, I'm kidding.
Oh, I was like, are you sure?
So, Aaron, how old is the dog?
Well, now she just recently passed, but she was a puppy. She was she was at least a year old when it happened.
Okay. You have to go and buy all new underwear.
Mm-hmm. I did, and it was not fun.
No. Lock that drawer tight.
Close the drawer. Exactly.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, geez. And finally. Hey, Vincent, good morning. How are you?
Good morning. I am great.
Now, Vincent, what happened in the utility room?
So we got he'll be 6 on April 1st. We also have an Australian Shepherd. He has separation anxiety. So when we left for work, He chewed the entire linoleum floor in the utility room from door to door.
Whoa.
He ate the trim off the floor. He scratched a hole through the drywall big enough for his head to go through between the utility room and the family room.
Wow.
Then Whoa. He scratched huge gouges in my wooden door leading out to the garage.
Holy crap.
Yeah.
We're talking thousands in damage here. So Barbara's dog, Poppy, is nibbling on the love sack. Anand's rat dog ate two passports right before they were supposed to go to India. They had to delay their trip. Aaron's dog ate the crotches out of 125 pair of underpants. And Vincent's dog destroyed a utility room, multiple doors, walls, trim, linoleum floors, and lived to tell the tale. Nikki, who do you like?
I'm going to go with the dog that ate the passports.
Dog that ate the passports.
That's
right.
The size of the passports.
Yeah. Whip?
The underwear one. It's
underpants.
So vile and so charming at the same time. The dog really just loves you.
Yeah, it really
it
does.
It just wants to be a
it
part
wants
of
to be as close to you as possible.
Yeah.
I can't vote for that one out of good conscience. I'm going to go with Vincent because that sounds like a lot of crazy damage.
Hey, the utility room is rough. Yeah, the utility, man, that's rough. And I, but you know,
roof?
My man, I didn't even think of it.
I was thinking it.
That's nice. Okay. I'm so interested in seeing a photo of this little rat dog, but I got to go with Whip on this one. Aaron,
congratulations.
Your new underwear is just what you, a 4-pack of tickets to Blue Man Group.
Thank you.
The dog went specificity. The dog only ate the crotch out of all the underpants.
I'm
That's
glad
crazy.
You won, but I'm upset with these guys
Why?
For voting for that. That's just what I'm saying.
It
congratulations.
Means the dog like wants Mom. To be one with
right.
you. You know what I mean? The dog is truly
Stop.
A part of the family.
That's right.
Oh, no.
Come on.
It did eat the armpits, too.
Right.
So,
that's okay.
It's equally disgusting. I'm not saying body part-wise. It's just like, whoa.
Aaron, how long did it take for the dog for her to eat all the crotches?
I was at work, so I'm not sure, to be honest.
Okay, so
this
roughly
happened,
an 8-hour day.
This happened in
this
one
is
day?
One day? Also, oh, you think she didn't realize it to let her go back? Like, oh, man, my other pants.
I also wow. put my clothes out and made a little version of me before, too.
Wait, she what? She Whoa. Laid out your clothes in the shape
yeah,
of you?
Yeah, like a shirt, a pair of pants, and she laid on it, yeah.
Wait, are you sure you didn't, like, are leave you? The doors unlocked that day and some weirdo came by?
Do you have one of those people that lives in your attic that you don't know are up there and they come down at night?
I think, I don't
I'm
know.
I'm so scared right now.
I don't know
now.
If it was the dog.
Yeah, somebody.
This dog is like, she's been blaming me for this for years.
I got away with it again.
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
I have a list here from Business Insider. These are the winning words from every spelling bee since 1925.
Wow.
The National U.S. Spelling Bee.
Oh, my God.
Like, say a year between 25 and now.
Nikki?
Oh, you mean, I don't know. You do it. Good. You're the spelling bee champ.
1955.
Wow.
Okay.
Crustaceology.
Well,
oh, wow.
Yeah.
Have fun.
Okay.
Yeah. How about 1975?
75. Great year for wine. Incisor. Like your tooth, your incisor.
That one's tricky.
That's okay.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
It sounds like it's going to be easy, and it's
but
not.
It's not.
See the S.
Yeah, right, right, right.
There they go. Okay.
In 1970, though, I feel like it was a little easy. Croissant.
Yeah. Maybe, you know, maybe it wasn't as common of a word in America
at
that point.
They're,
I don't know.
They were just eating bagels. I
yeah,
guess.
Right.
Well, we do have some spelling bee competitors among us. Hello, Lori. Good morning.
Good morning.
Lori, what place did you take in the second grade spelling bee?
Well, I was sixth grade spelling bee. It was the whole school. I came in second place, and the word I got wrong was chieftain. I remember it to this day.
Chieftain.
Chieftain. Can you spell it now?
Oh, yeah. You want me to?
I dare you.
Please.
Okay. C-H-I-E-F. E-A-I-N.
Did you do a T-O-N and get it wrong?
E-N.
E-N. Oh.
Yeah, that's
deceiving.
I went
E-N. All right, so Lori, second place in the sixth grade spelling bee. That's pretty great. Hey, Molly, good morning. How are you?
I'm great. How are you?
We're doing really well. When did you finish? What place did you finish in the fifth grade spelling bee?
First place.
Wow. Champion walks among us. Do you remember the word, Molly?
I don't, unfortunately.
Okay, that's okay. Do you remember the boy or girl that you knocked out in defeat as Whip does?
It was a boy. His name was Randy, and he went to give me a hug, and I shoved him.
Whoa!
Wow, get out of here, Randy.
Wow, in your face, Randy.
Stink bug, Randy. Sorry, Randy. I love that.
Poor Randy.
Why did he have to get shot?
Yeah, because he's a jerk. He beat her in this belly.
No, get out of here.
She beat him.
She had to assert dominance. Get out of here,
he
Randy.
He takes the loss and then he gets
pushed.
Poor
guy.
Randy.
She hung up, but apparently he fell down 9 stairs off the stage.
I want to call Randy.
Me too. Can we give Randy a 4-pack of tickets?
Call Randy and give him a lifetime of therapy.
Yeah, he might be in it. We don't know.
He loses. He's a good guy. Goes in for the hug.
That's what I mean.
Congratulations.
I couldn't tell Molly's age, but it could be the Randy in our sales department. He seems like a guy who got shoved as a kid, you know? You got to be careful. Oh, my God. Devin, good morning.
Good morning.
Now, what place did you finish in the 5th grade spelling bee?
I was the champion.
And did you shove your the person you won?
I did not.
Okay. Good for you. Good for you. Now, do you remember the word you won on?
I don't remember the word, but I do remember it was a word that had I before E, and I started by saying E before I, and then I asked if I could do a correction, changed it to I before E, and then got it right.
Nice.
Oh, wow.
Smart. Wow. So halfway through, she hit the hooks and said, hang on.
Yeah.
And finally, good morning, Yvonne. How are you?
Good. How are you?
We're doing very well. What place did you take in the 6th grade spelling bee?
I was the winner.
Let's go.
Wow.
Man,
a lot of
now,
champs.
Now, where were we? What school were you at, Yvonne?
At Roy School in North Lake.
Okay, great. And what was the word you won the championship on?
Skiing.
Skiing?
Skiing?
It's two eyes.
Deceptive.
The double I, yeah.
Yeah.
Wow.
Uh-huh.
What grade was this again?
This was in 6th grade.
6th grade. Wow. Did you feel like skiing as the champion word? Had you had harder words up to that point and then you got skiing and you were like, oh, okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Wow, maybe they were running low.
I do wonder if it's random. You know what I mean? How that works out.
I think it has to be.
It's got
to
be. Yeah. Now, the words, I will tell you, as I'm looking at this 1925 to now winning words list, the words are getting progressively more difficult.
Yeah, it's on ESPN and everything
now. Oh, it's crazy. Yeah. I mean, I can't even pronounce most of the words after 1998.
Right.
And then I'm not kidding. Like, I'm looking at it. I'm like, I don't know. I'm Susidinium. Okay, sure.
Yeah, they'll ask for the origin. It'll be Greek or Roman and things like that. And that the kids are so smart that like informs their decision on how to try to spell it.
It's crazy.
I'm so dumb. Whenever they do that, I'm like, oh, they're buying time. I love that.
They may be. They may very well be.
Can you use it in a sentence? Can you pickle this? Can you make a cocktail with this word? Anything? Any
You're
clue?
7. Why are you asking me?
From Chicago to your device, this is the Morning Mix Podcast.
We're going
to
see if you can spot the fake. And what fakes are we talking about? Well, the Lollapalooza lineup. It's out. Bands you know, SZA, not fake.
Right.
Metro Boomin. Sounds fake, not fake.
And there are bands now that we know, like Cage the Elephant. At the time, you're like, this isn't real.
Blink 182. What is that? I don't know. But it's
or like
now...
Boogie with a Hoodie.
But yeah. Totally what is real. That? What is happening? Please welcome to the Morning Mix, Amanda.
Hello.
Hi, Amanda. How are you today?
Great.
Are you a Lollapalooza? Do you go to Lollapalooza every year, or have you been at all?
I am an OG Lollapalooza, I was going when it was like, 93, 94, 95, when it used to be a national tour.
It was a tour, yeah.
Watch out. Okay, so have you reviewed the Lollapalooza lineup prior to this phone call?
So I actually just saw the email yesterday and was like, maybe this is the year that I go back. And I was looking at the names going, how are these names? How are these bands?
Yeah.
Why would someone pick that?
You're not alone at all.
It.
Nope. Yeah. Well, Amanda, you sound perfectly equipped to play. Spot the fake, win the stake. I'm going to put up Seth. Now, Nikki, I'll ask you if you could keep score for us.
Sure.
Okay? Because we got a lot of band names. So we'll go quick here, Amanda. We just need you to tell us, is that real? Or is that fake? I'll give you a band name. You tell us, real or fake. Sounds good?
Okay. Yep.
Okay. Amanda, if you're correct, you're going to hear this sound. If you are incorrect, you're going to hear this sound. And let's begin. Real or fake, Two Door Cinema Club.
Fake.
Amanda, that's a real band. That is a real band. Okay.
All right.
Cinnamon Bun, what
I'm
was
sure
it?
Great.
Two
sure
Door Cinema
wonderful.
Club. Yeah, you're on the way. You're good. Okay. Yeah. Real or fake, Dora Jar.
Fake.
Oh, son of a gun. That's a real band.
That one's real, too?
D-O-R-A, like Dora the Explorer.
Yeah.
Jar. Dora
I
Jar.
Read the fine print.
Yeah, no, we're wearing the real fine.
These are like all on like the XX.
They're way down low.
Yep. It's a play on door,
like
ajar.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's Dora.
Exactly. Ajar.
All right. Real or fake? We're 0 for 2. Here we go. Real or fake? X-Man and the body sprays.
That's
got to
be fake.
Hey! She's on the board. Let's go.
But you just planted a seed for next year.
Yeah, get ready.
Right.
Okay.
I mean, I love it, but it's got to be fake.
Real or fake, Ben Stiller?
It doesn't make me want to roll my eyes enough, so I'm going to say fake.
No, that's a real band. Yes. Oh, no.
A play on Ben Stiller.
Now, yeah. I don't know. Are they Ben Stiller? Because it's B-E-E-N. You could be, it could Bean or Ben, right?
Ben. I think it's Ben Stiller.
Oh, God. If they all were dressed up as Ben Stiller, that would be great,
right?
Who says they're not?
That's right. It's important to remember that. Okay, we got one right? Okay, here we go.
Oh, my God.
Yeah, no, it's fine. Is this a real or fake band? Kent.
Kent?
Kent. Real or fake?
Oh, my God. Fake.
Hey.
Oh,
yes. Oh, that is a fake band.
You got it.
That's right. Okay. That's our engineer's name here, so it's not. Okay. All right. Real or fake? Post-sex nachos.
That is real because I saw that and was like, that's amazing. Yes.
Yeah, okay.
That's an amazing name for a band.
Yeah. How many points do we have, Nikki?
We're 3-3.
3-3. Okay, great.
Well, smoking's just not cool anymore, right. So post-sex nachos makes sense.
Real or fake band name Amanda, Ahada Dream?
I want that to be real because that's a pretty good one.
Hey, they're real. Real band. Nice. Ahada Dream. This is Aha, but they also Aha to Dream.
Say, so, sounds familiar.
Yeah, it's a little derivative, but that's nice. That's nice. That's nice. You are doing so great here, Amanda. Okay, great. This is just fun now. One more for fun.
Yeah, if she gets it, she'll get to 5, and I think that's it, right?
Okay, here we go. Real or fake? Mini skirt steak.
I think that's fake.
Hey, she's got it. Yes. She's got the steak. Yay. Congratulations. You spotted the fake and you're winning the steak.
Drop it. Pure emotion. He's never fake.
Yeah.
Guilty pleasure like stepping on a rake. Oh. He might even make your head shake. Here we go with hot take.
You know, friends, you might have noticed it's been a big week in the world of weeks. You had St. Patrick's Day on Sunday. You had the first day of spring yesterday/today. You also have two other events which are very important to our society. Yesterday was primary election day in Illinois. This week is also the start of the NCAA tournament. By the way, get those brackets in before 11 a.m. tomorrow or you will be left out. Anyway, it looks like final voter turnout numbers on primary day were, quote, shockingly low, even by March election standards. What's not going to be low are the numbers for the NCAA tournament. Everybody's doing a bracket. Everybody's going to have a little money on it. Everybody's going to watch it. Some people hours and hours and days while eating buffalo wings. Others maybe a little bit here and there, but it will be overtaking our culture for the next couple of weekends and then on into April. It's a phenomenon, but the bummer is it only happens once a year. Now, wouldn't it be cool if we used a bracket-style format to determine the champions of other aspects of American life? Oh, like, since I brought up Election Day, what if we use brackets to determine the president? Now, I know it sounds shocking, but change is hard, people, so hear me out. People would still vote. That's the American way, after all. But instead of this two-party system with primaries and the Electoral College deciding between two people, sometimes in a rematch, when it's all said and done, what if you started with a field of 64 and people's bracket picks actually determine the winners? It'd be great. The most famous candidates with the biggest followings, they'd be the one seeds as determined by a blue ribbon committee of experts. They'd have to take on a 16 seed with no campaign money who nobody's ever heard of in the first round. Sometimes there'd be a shocking upset, a Cinderella story. It would be delicious. Plus, you got those perennial candidates who run for office every year but never get anywhere, but everybody knows their names. You get them in maybe like an 8-9 matchup, right? And eventually, you get to a Final Four and a championship. If you wanted to go really crazy, you could make the loser of the championship game the vice president. You talk about checks and balances. Voter turnout for November Madness would be the highest in American history. And since you wouldn't know your opponent till a few days before the matchups, the mudslinging campaigns would only last a couple days max instead of 6 months, right? Yeah. So now that we've solved that problem, how about award shows? What about at the Oscars? What if you took the top 64 movies of the year, you had them battle it out? Your opening matchup could be like Oppenheimer against Boogeyman 2 with an 8-9 matchup of like Cocaine Bear against 80 for Brady, right? Barbie battles it out with Saw 10. And eventually America chooses a real best picture, which could, in theory, be Super Mario Brothers. You never know. Same with the Grammys and the Emmys and the Tonys. Normally, when something is really successful, everybody wants to copy it for their thing. Well, there's no denying, brackets are uber successful, so it's about time these other endeavors started ripping off the format. It's the perfect combination of all the things we value. Sports, politics, entertainment, TV, and gambling. What could possibly go wrong?
My man!
Testing 1 2 1 2. Sound check. Sound check. This is Nikki's sound check on the Morning Mix.
Let's start with Her Holiness Taylor Swift. Got to talk about it. She's broken another record. This time Disney Plus. So the Eras Tour, the movie, it was out, just released this weekend. 4.6 million views, making it the number one music film on that platform. Now what's crazy about it is that's only like three days that they took measurement on this.
Right.
Usually they do five. So she beat everyone in three days. Everyone else had in five.
And this was a second release. It's already been out on another streaming platform.
She added a couple songs.
Right. So, and it's when you are winning Disney, I mean, she's already won the world, but now you're winning Disney, who owns a lot of the world. I mean, it's all
crazy.
Together. So
good,
congratulations on that. Also, Lady Gaga is back in Vegas. This is a residency that looked really cool, and a lot of people wanted to go to because it's a little bit of both. It's the jazz and piano residency she does.
Yeah.
So it's kind of like the throwback, but then she does her current songs.
That's cool.
People loved it who were able to go to it, but it was such a small run. It is back. It'll be back in June 19th till about the July 6th, some various days. And tickets will go on sale. You can start registering now, basically, if you want to be the Little Monsters, pre-sale. Everything's got like 27 pre-sales. So
right.
Just know that that's happening.
Get ready.
But she is back. The show that people loved. It'll officially go on sale to the rest of us March 23rd. For that.
Okay, so, the normal people.
The normal non-Little Monster,
but
Lady Gaga loving people.
The slight caveat there, though, is no Tony Bennett this time around, right? Tony Bennett was part of her residency?
Well,
he did a show? I don't think he was part of the residency.
Okay.
She did, this was her own thing,
okay.
But they've signed together.
Yeah.
And then as far as Lady Gaga, we know she was Lollapalooza, right?
Yeah.
That was a big deal when she was Lollapalooza.
Big, right?
And this Lollapalooza, you guys, I think we're all pretty happy, right?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, it's
looks nice.
SZA, The Killers,
nice.
We got some big names. Blink-182 will be great.
Oh, yeah.
Hozier, Skrillex, those are the big names that you hear. But there's a lot of fine print names that you also know, just may not go immediately to your heads. Okay, so one would be Dominic Fike. We played this song. This is a great song.
Yeah, it's a great song.
So he will be there along with Teddy Swims. We play a lot of Benson Boone. We just recently played Conan Gray, Renee Rapp, who was on, she was in Mean Girls, and she was on SNL recently. So you've got Deftones. We got Tate McRae Greedy we played there. You have an artist named Lofi. And then there's another band I want to highlight because they are from here. I got to actually hang out with a couple of them, Jack and Devin. They were at the Black Pumas. They were all here watching at the Salt Shed.
Salt Shed, right.
And they have a band a lot of people have been talking about. In fact, when I met them, I'm like, oh my God, you're the guys. Everyone's been talking about this band called Bridget Calls Me Baby. And I'm like, all right, cool. You're the ones. So I listened to it and I get it. It's a really interesting sound. It kind of is Steven Sanchez with a little bit of Morrissey. And there was one more. You take a listen and figure it out for yourself.
What's unique about it is that it all comes together and it's impressively average.
Yeah, kind of like the show.
Wow.
No, it's the name of the song.
Yeah,
it is.
Oh, my God. I thought you were just taking a shot.
No, I don't do that.
Here we go. But check out Bridget Calls Me Baby.
All right. Thank you for joining us for the Morning Mix podcast. Make sure you rate, review, like, and follow this podcast. You can also follow us on social at 101.9 Mix Chicago. And we will see you tomorrow on the Morning Mix.